Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, McGowan's Pub in Phibsborough in Dublin is one of those that have managed to open under the new regime, but with an added twist. Because its clientele is mostly young and single, McGowan's want to give them the chance to flirt, but by phone. On the line is manager Ciara McGowan. Afternoon, Ciara.
Hi, how are you?
So can you explain to us how it works?
Well, I suppose we put the phones in. We spent the last few weeks getting the phones set up in the pub. And I suppose essentially how it works, it's an internal phone system that people can pick up the phone and call another table anywhere around the pub to mix and have a chat and see where it goes from there.
So you, when you go in, you're shown to your table and your table has a phone?
Yeah, so when you come in, yeah, you're shown to a table as per the regulations. We have somebody meeting and greeting you at this door. You're brought to a table and we have over 30 phones in the pub that are all linked to each other. We have a phone directory on each of the tables so that they can pick up the phone and decide what table they want to ring. And if they want to ring, if they see someone on a table that they want to kind of have a chat with, they can pick up the phone.
Right, okay. And is it relatively easy to figure out what, you know, which is the number you might want to call?
Yes, it is. It's fairly simple. We're separated into about four different areas, so it's fairly clear as to what area you're in and what area you can ring. So in saying that, there was people here already in the last couple of nights that are just ringing every phone number and kind of hoping for the best. And they're all kind of having the crack at it at the moment.
Are they? What kind of phones are they? Are they push-button phones or kind of old rotary phones?
Yeah. No, we'd love to have old rotary phones. With the system that we have in place, they're kind of an office phone, I suppose, that we've kind of put in McGowan's stamp on it.
Right. But a lot of, I suppose, a lot of your clientele, if they're younger, they may not have even used those phones. Their parents may have told them about them.
Yeah, they all know how to use a phone. And you're gone by the last couple of days. They're loving them. You know, it's a fairly regular phone. They're grand. They are fairly young people, I suppose, that are coming into us at the moment. Like, you know, our customers would be mostly between kind of 25 and 35. Mm. Obviously, with some younger and some older as well, that you're more than welcome. But the average age that we kind of come in to mingle, I suppose, with singles will be between 25 and 35. But they're all loving the phones and they're having the crack with them.
And I assume that you can use the phone as well to order drinks from the bar.
Yeah, so I suppose our main thing is, you know, at the moment to be sticking with the rules around social distancing. So that's where the idea came from. So I suppose first and foremost, we want people to be able to get food and drinks when they need it. We do have food service and drink service going around as much as possible throughout the night. But if for some reason somebody's thirsty before somebody gets to them, they can give us a call in the bar to get a drink to save them getting up off their seats.
Yeah.
So it's just to keep our customers as safe as possible and our staff as safe as possible in and around the social distancing rules and the regulations at the moment. And I suppose the added bonus then that we were kind of thinking is that McGowan's is known for fun, for our atmosphere. Like, that's why people come to us. And I suppose the biggest thing is that people come to socialise and mix and have the crack with other people, whether it's people that they know or new people, or like that if they're single and they're kind of looking for a lady or a man in their life that they can go around and have a chat. But that's what people can't do at the moment, so I suppose that's where we were going with the phones.
Are the phones going constantly then during the course of a night?
Now, we've only been open for two nights at the moment, but, you know, even within the first hour of the first night, there was gangs of lads just calling gangs of lads, just even to kind of be like, oh, that's you over there, and they're all kind of cheering. So they're just all having the crack, and then, you know, kind of rumour has it in the last few nights there's been a few mobile phone numbers being exchanged over the internal phones. So lads and ladies are meeting each other through the phones. So they are only here for their food, a bite to eat and a couple of drinks as per the regulations, but they're still kind of mingling, and there's been a few mobile phone numbers being exchanged as well, I think.
Can you turn the ringer off if you just want to, like, eat your meal and have a drink and not be pestered by the guy at table 13?
Ah, yeah, you can just leave it off the hook. No problem.
Okay. Oh, that's it.
But the phones aren't hopping. They're not. They don't. Like, nobody seems to be annoying each other. You know, everyone is just.
Well, as you
so
say, it's only two nights so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. They might all be off the hook.
And of course, a lot, because we were saying this before we came on air, that had you ever heard of Casper and Gambini's in Wicklow Street?
I haven't, but I have heard of it in the last 2 days, because apparently they used to have a phone system in place.
That's right. It was exactly the same thing, and you could and you could order drinks for other tables as well. If people thought they were being really suave, they'd send them over some sort of horrible champagne concoction.
Yeah. Well, it's only Wednesday, so that might happen. By Thursday and Friday here, we might have a few more stories.
Right. Okay. Somebody wants to know what do they want to do if they want to step it up to the next level. But I suppose you've already said that you exchange a mobile phone numbers, and then that's outside the remit of the bar. Really,
I suppose. Yeah, that's up to themselves. Like with ourselves, we are reiterating the social distancing rules. Like it is our number one kind of priority with reopening. So we are telling all the tables that they need to stick to their own tables. Like, you know, when they go to the toilet, or if they're going for a smoke break, that, you know, they can't really kind of move over to other tables or anything like that. So we are being fairly strict with that. So there isn't mixing between tables, and they are really only talking on the phones. And that's essentially why we put them in, so that people can still have the crack. And then, like you said, what they do after McGowan's is up to them.
It's kind of, you're torturing them then, really. You're getting on with somebody on the phone and you can't go near them. And what kind of, for the €9, what kind of meal are you serving to people?
So we've served food anyway. We have a full kitchen menu there available. So we've shortened it down slightly for the moment, but we have like chicken wings that we're famous for, that a lot of people will come down to us for, and we have burgers, pizzas, and a few other bits. So majority, we are only serving main courses at the moment, so they would all be over €9. So
yeah. Actually, somebody on Twitter says that they had those phones in the Big Tree pub on Dorset Street, which isn't too far from you, in the late 1980s. Mark says they only lasted a few months, as they caused more fights than anything, with people anonymously calling each other saying, "Statey or Mott." Hopefully that won't be the case. Anyway, Ciara, best of luck with it. Thanks very much for talking with us today. That's Ciara McGowan from McGowan's Pub there in Phibsborough.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.